Hello?
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and I'm conducting a very short statewide public opinion poll and would like to include your opinion. Okay, are you registered to vote in the state of Florida, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and just for qualification purpose, what is your current official party voter registration on file with your current with your county elections office? Would that be Democrat, Republican, or independent or other?
Republican.
Okay. All right, thank you. And when there's a Republican primary election in Florida, do you vote always, most of the time, some of the time, or rarely, or never?
All the time.
Be always, right?
Always.
Always, okay. All right, ma'am, do you recognize the name of Rick Scott? Would that be favorable, unfavorable, or neutral, or no opinion?
No opinion.
No opinion. What about Keith Gross?
No opinion.
Opinion? Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Would that be favorable?
Favorable.
Unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay.
Favorable.
Okay. Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I'm not sure. That would be confidential for me anyway.
Okay. Let me go to the next question. All right, ma'am, and do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance as Florida's U.S. Senator?
I guess he's all right.
Would that be approve or disapprove?
Approve. Yeah, approve. Approve.
Approve. All right. And do you approve or disapprove of Rick Scott's job performance on reducing federal spending and the size of federal government?
Yes, approve.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And do you approve or disapprove the Rick Scott's job performance on protecting Social Security?
I don't really know anything about that. I don't know what he's done about that.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am, and during the 2022 election, Rick Scott served as the chair of the Republican Senatorial Campaign Committee and was in charge of helping the GOP take control of the Senate. Despite favorable political conditions, including, you know, the unpopularity of Joe Biden and poor economy, Republican Senate candidates in many key states lost races, most thought they would win. Some blame Scott, you know, suggestion to cut Social Security as a reason. Does Scott's failure make you more likely to vote for him, less likely to vote for him, or does it have no effect on your vote?
No effect on my vote.
No effect on your vote. All right, ma'am, we're almost done with this survey. I really appreciate your time and help, okay? Only have a few more questions. Okay, finally, I'm going to ask you again if the 2024 Republican primary election for Florida's U.S. Senate seat were held today, for whom would you vote if the candidates were Rick Scott and Keith Gross?
I don't know that. My voting would be my, you know, personal opinion, private opinion.
All right, okay, ma'am. All right, ma'am, and the last question, so just for statistical purpose only, what is your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? Would you say Caucasian or white, black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, or Asian, or other?
White.
Okay. All right, ma'am, do you consider yourself to be Cuban-American, yes or no?
No.
Okay. All right, in terms of your gender identification, do you consider yourself to be male, female, or something else?
Female.
All right. All right, ma'am, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation. You have a great evening.
Okay.
Appreciate
your
help.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye-bye.